Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Is The Bench.
The Bench.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Opening day, baby. John and Dell now for the next hour here. We will have News of the Weird, in which I read headlines and not the stories. And then we have to decipher whether or not the headline is actual. And in some cases, the headline is misleading. There are plenty of cases. They're sensational or misleading in some instances.
Or out and out lies, depending right, on who correct. Wrote it.
Just they just want you to click on it.
Yeah.
I don't click on it, though. I just read the headline.
Yeah. So you don't want to give them fake clicks.
So they lose. So yesterday, the first game was shortened by rain. Cole was dealing. He just looks good.
I don't think we're going to win this whole. Oh, maybe Cole will fall off without Brent Strom.
Here's what could happen is that the rotation doesn't set up well for them in the ALCS. Of course, that could happen to the Astros as well. But, you know, the Yankees lineup, it's arguable which lineup is better with Yordan, Astros or Yankees. It's arguable. I don't think that there's any argument of who is the best pitcher and who's the most dominant pitcher, and that's going to go to Cole. It certainly helps that it's just a 60-game season, and Verlander will be still, hopefully, in mid-season form but when the playoffs get here, as opposed to the end of the year where he's worn down as a 37-year-old. And same with Greinke. So advantage there for the Astros. Another round of playoffs helps. The Yankees will probably end up with the best record in baseball, probably. And what they would have had was a wild card team that has already used up their number one starter coming in for five games in Yankee Stadium or five game series with the Yankees having home field advantage. It's a big disadvantage now that they have to play three games or two games at home. To get to that round now.
How many playoff teams do you think with the new format, they're going to be a lot of people are going to be playing playoff teams. But how many good baseball teams do you think the Yankees are going to be playing considering their schedule? The Rays are the Red Sox going to be good?
They'll be decent, and it's always a battle.
Who's the
the Mets are pretty good.
Okay, and the Braves.
And the Braves are good.
So do you think the Yankees are playing better baseball teams than the Astros are?
That's arguable. The Astros obviously have the Dodgers, but there's really
the NL West.
The NL West isn't very good.
No.
And you've only got four games against the Dodgers.
Yeah. And you have the A's.
The A's are good. You know, I think the Rangers with the rotation is going to be tougher. The Angels are going to be tougher adding Rendon.
When he's healthy.
Yeah.
You think so?
Seattle's not very good.
And Ohtani's back. He'll be pitching once a week, I think, and then obviously being in the lineup.
Well, I think they said that he's going to be in a rotation now and not just once a week.
Okay. I thought, maybe that came down in the last week because I thought I saw something maybe a week and a half ago where they said he'll be once a week. But if it's a rotation, that even adds to their strength as far as the Angels being a better ball club.
Yeah. He's starting game three for them.
Okay.
Heaney's starting game one. I don't know. I think it's probably pretty close.
Pretty close.
I think I'd rather play the Astros schedule.
I do too. That's why when you said the Yankees would have the best record, I would say, I feel like the Astros have an easier time of it. The Yankees could go run through their schedule because of the strength of that lineup and Gerrit Cole, but I don't think I want their schedule compared to the Astros. I'd rather be the Astros.
Yeah, you might be right about that. But I think that they're the most dominant team in baseball. This is that lineup and that rotation and that bullpen as well. This team is really well put together. Really well put together.
Yes. They spend a lot of money.
Well, you spend that money but you can spend a lot of money and do it wrong.
That's true, but they don't have Cashman doesn't have a real history of spending a lot of money and screwing it up. When they're actually spending the cash. I see what you're saying, but I wouldn't count out the Astros having a better record because I think that lineup is really good. We'll see when Yordan gets back, and I'm not all that concerned about the NL AL West combined. I think you have the Dodgers clearly, but that's only four times, and you have the A's who you play pretty well against.
Yeah, but you got them. Yeah, it's going to be it'll be interesting. Yeah, it depends on that and Fromber. It depends on Josh. It depends on.
There are questions.
Does a Blake Taylor step up? Is Austin Pruitt get better? Is Peacock coming back? Is Osuna coming back?
Do you want Osuna back?
Is Yordan coming back? Is Urquidy coming back? Yes, I want Osuna back. Absolutely, I want Osuna back. I don't like him, but I want him on the mound.
You sure you want him on the mound?
Yeah. No. You're a better team. Who's going to? Right now, Presley's closing. So now who's got the eighth?
And I like Presley more than Osuna.
I do too, but I like him in the eighth.
I know it weakens you. Well, we'll see. There are a lot of the question with the Astros is a lot of unproven guys who you're going to have to depend on, particularly early. And if I think it will be a boon, certainly, if we find out those guys are better than we think they are, because that all of a sudden you have a deeper bullpen. But that'll be played out over, I guess, the first 3 or 4 weeks. And I say 3 or 4 weeks. Usually that doesn't mean anything in baseball. Now it means a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah. Oh, man. 3 or 4 weeks is more than a quarter of the season.
Yeah.
So, do you like the look of the NBA court?
I'm a fan. I haven't watched a lot of it on actual TV. I've watched most of it on my laptop, so I'm not sure how the sound plays on a TV. I'll find that out.
I haven't seen the, I've seen the highlights of it. The court looks glary.
Yeah, because what they've done is it's set up more like a stage. Like all the lights are particularly on the court, but everything else is blacked out. So they can make adjustments. But even if you look up when they have some of the shots, like from the media who's taking pictures of it, you see that it's like stage lights down on the court while they're trying to minimize the look of emptiness and make it like, oh, these guys are playing on center stage and watch them. What they've done, if you haven't seen it for other people, is for the screens, if you're the home team, you'll have your logo. And then, like, even the Heat in their scrimmage against the Kings, they had "Let's Go Heat" chants coming from fans, quote unquote fans. So I think that is what. And even the guy, they had the PA announcer record "Dos Minutos," which at Heat games they play that at the end of the second and fourth quarter with 2 minutes remaining. So they have added those little things to try to make it as close to a home game as possible. But Lou Williams talked about it. He goes, "I don't know who they're doing that for. I mean, I didn't notice it at all."
He didn't. Yeah. No, well, they're not looking at.
And there are no fans in the stands anyway. That's purely for the home viewer.
Right. They had LA Our Way
their logo.
Yeah.
It's for the people at home.
Yeah. But that's not. There's zero home court advantage.
But there are pumping in crowd noise.
Yeah, but. Do they even notice it? And without fans there,
no.
On top of them.
And I don't know how loud it actually is in the building. So if. Because we know when home teams made shots, I think fans got loud. At least the Heat game I saw, not loud, but there was fan noise. Unless they're going to actually pump it in like it's an actual concert type deal, it's not going to mean much.
You watching the Rockets tonight?
Yeah, I'll watch them. Have we heard if Russ is going to play or not?
He practiced and apparently looks really good.
I know James said he looked good.
James said he looks good.
I'm going to watch. I mean, because they have said. Whether we'll find out if it's lip service that they have implemented some things and they want to see if it works, and if it doesn't work, they'll knock it off. But I'm gonna watch. It's I watch pretty much a snippet of at least all the games. I mean, I'm not locked in for the entire 40 minutes because at least the first games are 10 minute quarters. I'm not watching it for 40 minutes, but I'm watching everything at least to see how players looked coming back. CJ McCollum got hung on the rim on the dunk. It was funny. All the Blazers are back. Nurkic played, Collins played, and we know Melo got thinner. So yeah, I'm locked in at least to see the first quarter when the starters are playing.
But I It's going to have to be another TV because I ain't turning off the Astros for that, for a scrimmage. You know what? The Astros too. This is every game is important.
What do you mean,
dude?
Turn it off? There, you can go. There are inning breaks and then flip it.
Yeah, but I'll be in a bar.
Oh, you're one of those people.
Yeah,
but they're going to have it on multiple TVs. Then
I might go to Nick's tonight to watch it.
Well, Nick will have the Rockets game on.
I know. I'll be right there. I'll be looking at.
You'll be able to watch both. I thought you were going to be at home talking about making decisions about flipping things off. You ain't making no decision. You have a pizza in front of you.
Oh, what?
And watching both.
I don't know. I might have sausage and peppers. You don't know that.
I hear a lot of talk about thin crust, burnt edge pizza from you.
What?
I hear a lot of that about Nick's food.
That is really good. You don't know nothing about it.
I know a lot about it because you talk about it all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. So here's the deal is, and you know what? I really, really feel good. Here's the thing about it. I feel great because of American Shaman. American Shaman is fantastic. It's the best in nature enhanced by science. I've been talking about this. There is a difference in CBD oil. There's a real difference in CBD oil. You know, if they don't have this science where it makes the CBD oil water soluble. See, oil and water don't mix, see? And other ones, they don't mix. So the CBD oil, you ingest it, and it's not going evenly throughout your body. But with American, this is about as simply as I can explain it because I'm pretty simple. But this is basically it. It evenly flows through your body because the CBD oil from American Shaman is water soluble, and they have that science, and the other guys don't have that science. Look, shopcbdtx.com. You'll find one of the 31 locations they've got in the city, all over the city. There's one near you. But if you want to try to relieve everyday stress, inflammation, if you want to be calmer, more relaxed, you want to get quality sleep, healthy joint functions, natural sleep, a healthy immune system, CBD oil is said to help all of these things. I believe in it. Muscle pain, migraine, stiffness, inflammation, anxiety, all of these things, you can definitely feel better. And they're not afraid to give away free samples. So go to shopcbdtx.com and find the location nearest you, shopcbdtx.com.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
10:15, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Opening day, Astros with a 30-man roster. Some names you aren't going to know. Some Blake Taylors and some Garneaux and some, unless you've been watching the last few days.
Yeah, but you're bearing the lead. Another person did something really big this morning. I know it's Astros opening day, but did you see that Taylor Swift dropped her next album, her newest album, without much fanfare?
Taylor Swift did?
Yeah, she tweeted out yesterday, hey guys, I'm going to drop an album. And there it is. Is the Granato household a Taylor Swift household, John?
Not really.
Neither? No?
Nope.
No Frankie? No Wendy?
Is Maddie? Maddie's a big Taylor Swift girl?
She'd probably like her. She doesn't. I don't think she listens to her. I don't think she knows her songs. Somehow my kids know all these songs. I never see them listen to music ever, and they know every song. I have no idea how it happened.
This is the first time a Taylor Swift album is considered an alternative album. She's had country. She has pop. This one, at least under Apple, is considered alternative. So that's a dangerous move.
You think that's a bigger story than the Dynamo losing?
We talked about it. It led off the show. Yeah, but to answer your question, not here because we talked about it already, the Dynamo and that crappy penalty call that cost them a chance to advance. But Taylor Swift nationally dropping an album like that, sure. Tay-Tay's back in the field with an alternative album even.
I just have a hard time caring.
I'm just telling you, John. I thought the Granato household would have been all a flutter.
No, we don't.
I bet if you ask, I bet they like Taylor Swift.
Maybe. I don't.
Do you know your children's musical taste?
Yeah. No, they like rock, old rock. They like Frankie likes everything. But she surprises me with a lot of her musical taste is from the 60s and 70s.
Do you guys sing Sticks together?
We used to when they were little.
Well, because they loved that. That's because Dad would sing that song and sound ridiculous.
No, they loved I'm Sailing Away.
She doesn't like that horrible guy with the flute, does she?
No.
Jethro Tull?
Yeah. No, they're not Jethro Tull fans. No one except
me. I didn't sense that that would be
that there. Horrible guy with the flute.
Show some respect. He's got cancer.
My bad. I didn't mean to come after your guy with
Ian
the flute.
Ian Anderson. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So show some respect.
Who do they like better? Seriously. Ian Anderson, Ryan Anderson. Ooh. Who would JT like better?
Ian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ian Anderson, Mr. Anderson. Who would also be...
Elrond from Lord of the Rings.
No. Mr. Anderson. Well, yes. That,
the dude who said... Yeah, he was from
Lord of
the
Rings. No, but Mr. Anderson...
Is
that
Neo.
Was actually That's Neo, right? Yes,
but the guy who said it was in Lord of the Rings, too.
Yeah.
Mr. Anderson, was it...
Mr. Anderson. When he was trying to chase down... I would say that was one of the great movie scenes as he's hearing Morpheus tell him which way to go in the very first Matrix, and he's trying to run and get away from the FBI, the agents, the FBI agents, and he's left, duck, now, blah, blah, and he's just following exactly what he's supposed to do, Neo is, and also known as Mr. Anderson. But that guy was a pretty scary guy.
I'm going to tell you something that you're probably not going to like. I've never seen The Matrix.
I mean, I don't dislike it. I'm not surprised either. You're not into sci-fi.
No, I'm not.
Well, I'm sorry.
Except for
His
Lord of the Rings.
His whole life revolves around Lord of the Rings.
That's
He's not into sci-fi.
That's not sci-fi.
What is it?
It's fantasy is what it is.
It's not sci-fi.
It's worse. It's LARPing.
It's real.
It's fantasy.
It's Middle Earth.
No.
Middle Earth is...
Middle Earth. Oh, you don't know... Oh, what you know about Middle Earth? No. Nothing.
Lord of the Rings
you didn't read
proudly
the books.
Know nothing.
Lord of the Rings is clearly in the sci-fi fantasy category. I don't know why you're fighting it. It's fine. It's the only one you like, but that's fine.
Embrace
but that's
it.
What
it's,
it is.
Embrace
it's
it.
Medieval as opposed
no,
to
it isn't.
Futuristic.
It's not medieval.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
Are there swords? Yes.
Legs.
Are there horses? Yes.
It's still
Are there wizards? Yes.
There's sci-fi fantasy. It's fine. Just accept it.
No.
Yeah, just say it, John. Just
it's
say
not.
It.
I'm not. I'm you not into sci-fi.
Say,
sci-fi
I like
is
fantasy.
Spaceships.
I like LARPing. No, just say
you're
all
in
that
the,
stuff.
You're in the fantasy novels, though, because you read Lord of the Rings.
That's it's not square. A fantasy novel.
Yes, it is.
It's true life.
No, it isn't.
It's real life.
No. You know how I know?
Yeah.
Because I used to work at a bookstore, and I had to shelve that book in that area all the time. Mm-mm. It's sci-fi fantasy.
Yep.
It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. I'm
it's
not
okay,
even.
John?
It's when you. You're talking
it's
about when you were working in the circus.
No, in the bookstore, Barnes & Noble. I'm not even. Criticizing you for it, but it's okay to accept that you like a fantasy
just
novel.
Just say you like fantasy and LARPing and all that
well,
stuff.
Well, see, he's trying to paint you like a nerd, which you are, but I'm not.
Say that you're around, oh ye, you gentlemen of the Shire.
That's
I
not
know
a
you're
song.
Taping it.
That's not
I've
a song.
I've got my turkey leg and my stein
Look,
of beer.
I'm
4'8" with hairy feet. Look at me go. I'm a little Shire.
I'm going to tell you one more time. Everything's recorded. I don't have to do it. It's always recorded. That's just how it works. John, just admit you have said at
just
some
say
point
it. Don't want
you,
you to just say it.
Shall not pass.
You shall not pass.
Admit that was real.
You
that really
said
happened.
It's real. Admit you said that.
Yeah.
It's not real.
It is real.
What book? What a historical
The Balrog
book.
Was trying to get through.
The Balrog? Nerd.
The Balrog was trying.
And he couldn't. And guess what? Yeah. Gandalf said, no,
Look,
no
I,
way.
I
you shall not pass.
I know.
It's history.
I know.
It's
not
historic
history.
Moment.
I know.
It's like, okay.
Where's the, like, seriously, where is that museum? Do they have that, like, museum and where you have all the news in Washington? Do they have a Lord of the Rings that show the history of Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
And,
no, it's one. It's a famous, you shall not pass. It's like, yeah, why did Rice play Texas? Not because it is easy, but because it is hard.
You wouldn't know that if it
yes.
weren't for radio promos.
No, I would know that. Yes. No, that's a famous, yes. Yeah. We shall overcome. You shall not pass.
I wouldn't,
all these things.
Not the
I
same as we.
To that.
We shall overcome to you shall not pass.
No, this
You shall not pass!
Thank you.
Look, you're a nerd. At least with this, you love a fantasy novel. That's fine. It's okay.
So excited to get you to admit it. Just admit it.
Just admit it.
Just say it out loud.
Look, I tell you, I read vampire books. I'm okay with it. I'm just
go ahead, John.
You should be comfortable saying
it. You think Abraham Lincoln killed vampires? That's the dumbest thing ever.
And you think Gandalf really stopped the Balrog?
Yes.
Yes. I can't believe this nerd fest. Scrap in
he
here.
He said Balrog.
Yes.
You did use the phrase Balrog today. I just want to make sure you know that.
Can somebody explain to me why Angel Hernandez is behind the plate in the first game?
How did he get, be excited
how
about
did he
that?
Get the opening day?
Well, he's the crew chief.
But why was he even allowed?
Why was he
near opening
he
day?
He should be in the Marlins Phillies game.
That no one's paying attention
at
to.
At noon on Wednesday.
Why is he bringing in the defending champs and the Yankees?
Oh, who thought that was a good idea? Did you see the pitch he called on Howie Kendrick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
It was atrocious.
He's just he's the worst umpire ever.
Did he sue to make sure he was part of this game? I know he sued them in the past.
He sues them every other week because they think he's so terrible.
Then why does he keep getting prime assignments?
I have no idea. Why, if you're Major League Baseball, would you put him behind home plate in the most watched game maybe of the season?
Yeah, you did something smart finally. You put a premier matchup on opening day. It wasn't some random Reds Royals game. But you know what you did do? You added a guy who's just up for scorn from every baseball fan and made him a part of the proceedings. Why? Why would you do that?
Every pit. Yeah, listen. Scherzer had 11 strikeouts, gave up 4 runs and 11 strikeouts, right? It was either a home run or a strikeout. So if you put it over the plate, because, you know, if you miss, it's fine, because Hernandez will call it a strike. That was just the dumbest decision ever. Just the dumbest decision ever. I can't stand that. When are we going to you know what they should have? They should have experimented with the box this year. Why not? Just, okay, this is what we're doing, umps. Because, well, it's 2020. There's nothing we can do about it. Yeah. It's 60 games.
This year is all about experimenting.
It's all about experimenting. All right? So they should have done this, and this would have been the perfect time.
Yeah. Angel Hernandez is missionary. We know what this is. It's boring and a little annoying. Can we do something else?
We've seen this over and over and over.
You're just going to lay there and call a ball a strike. We get it. Mm. That's who you are. Baseball.
Baseball, you suck. Baseball has really sucked this offseason. When are we going to open up the letter? When are we going to open the letter, Del?
Never. Baseball sucks. We just hope it goes away, right?
Baseball just sucks. Congratulations. Opening day, everybody.
But the Astros, tonight.
No. That's the only team I like. And that's the only thing about baseball I like is the Astros. That's it. That's the only reason that baseball should exist is the Astros.
What if there was a team called the, I don't know, the Minnesota Balrogs?
Yeah, Minnesota Balrogs. I would like
that. You would like that, right?
I would like that.
What if we had, like, Lord of the Rings year? We're going to experiment with Lord of the Rings nicknames.
Yeah.
The Houston Shires.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't want to be the Hobbits. You wouldn't want that alliteration.
No, when the XFL comes back, do away with Roughnecks.
Houston Hobbits?
No.
What about that?
No.
He's confused. He's thinking about it.
He's thinking about it.
I'm thinking about
it.
Some better names.
Elves. Yeah.
No. What were the flying
No, those are the monkeys from
flew around and tried to
the race? The race?
The ring race.
Yeah, you want to the Houston ring race?
Yeah.
Ooh, what about you know how scary that would be?
Yeah. What about the Houston Shadowfax?
Isn't that from like
that's one horse.
Yeah, what?
So you can build everything on a horse?
Maybe you're just as big a nerd as he is. You guys are saying this.
So my buddy Michael, who you know, had an entire J.R. Tolkien baseball team on something called Micro League, which is an Apple IIe baseball game where you could simulate games. And he had a whole team. That's how I know these guys. That's how I know who Balrog. For some reason, you can make your own players up and what their attributes were. And the Balrog was the killer.
Yeah.
He was like really, really good. So that's how I know these names, Shadowfax, Balrog. Michael's the one who told me that I used to call him Smeagol. Then I was told it's supposed to be Smeagol.
We know Dallas.
And there's one Diagol. There's two of them, right? Diagol, no?
We call
in a book?
Dallas would be the Nazgul.
The Nazgul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about Nosferatu?
That'd that's a vampire.
Yeah, but it's kind of like
it's
the
not,
Shire.
No, but it's not Lord of the Rings, though.
Kind of Lord of the Rings.
JJ got his way. We will talk about that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, we're talking about HRP. HRP.net. HRP.net. Our payroll company, which is fantastic. And listen, if you're having any issue whatsoever, were they knowledgeable about the SBA loans or the PPP? Are they knowledgeable about your unemployment claims? Are they knowledgeable about the Affordable Care Act? Are they attentive? Do they answer your calls? Do they answer your questions? Do they take care of this stuff for you? Or are you left with to pay all everything, all the paperwork, and you got to do all this stuff when, in fact, they should be dead? And if your payroll company isn't, if they're not attentive, if they're not taking care of all of the business and getting you back into business after all of these delays and all of the money that you can get from the government or should have gotten from the government, well, all you got to do is go with ours, because ours was fantastic with us and with everybody that they deal with. HRP.net, 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
10:31, ESPN 97.5. So, did JJ get his way? Would you think the league was afraid JJ wouldn't play?
I'm sure he wasn't the only player who didn't want it to be required. If you missed it, and what we talked about a couple times, J.J. Watt did not want to wear a mouth shield because he remembered trying to wear a face shield in his second year in the league, and he said it got all foggy, and he said, I'm probably not going to play if they require it. The league is not requiring it. They're recommending it, that everyone wear a mouth shield while they're out on the field or in practice, but it's not going to be a requirement.
I don't know why you wouldn't wear it. No. I mean, he said it fogs up, right?
Well, he said the face shield fogs up. The mouth shield, I mean, still players wear face shields, and I don't remember a lot of complaints about it fogging up. So even players on his own team wear them in the hot Houston weather, although they're inside. But I think the technology's better. But the face shield isn't the same material, per se, and there are also, like, holes in it, so you can still breathe, but it will protect the area where droplets come out of your mouth. And I saw a picture of Will Grier, Carolina quarterback, former West Virginia quarterback, testing one out. They don't look too invading.
No?
No.
Well, see, they've got some that look like masks. Well, you don't have to wear the over the eyes. You could just use
your mouth.
Over the mouth.
Yeah.
The mouth area.
Yeah.
Now, there are some, obviously, the eye shields. We've seen them.
Which are pretty standard.
Yeah, we've seen them for years. But why wouldn't you want to wear the one over the mouth?
Now, there is the debate that, hey, if we're already out there, wait a minute. If the shield's so necessary, why are we even playing? Because we're already out there. We're going to be sweating, all that stuff. But, yeah, I think it's all about limiting risk. You can't limit all of it, but if you can try to limit some of it, why not try it? And they're going to be available in the team facilities. So these guys, whenever practice gets started, you can try it out and see if you like it or not. I would say try it for a practice or two. And if it doesn't seem too intrusive, maybe you go with it. Try it out.
Yeah.
See if it works for you.
I don't know why you wouldn't. You know what? You may say, no, JJ, now he probably can't. Now JJ has to say, yeah, no, I told you, I can't work. When, in fact, he probably... Yeah.
Now, it's a different environment, but when you play college hockey, particularly, or I think even just women's hockey overall, they have a full face shield. Now, they're inside, and it's not as hot, the foggy thing. But women's hockey, they wear the full thing. And I think some college hockey players wear the full thing, too. And they don't seem to have a problem breathing.
No, it's the fog thing, but they have anti-fog stuff for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Technology has taken a turn where you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yes. Yes. Anyway, at least they came to terms on this. They came to terms. You know what? The NFL is going to play. The NFL, I'm really thinking now that it might actually start September 8th. Isn't the first game September 8th? The Texans? I think it's September 8th. That Thursday.
Kansas City, yeah.
Yeah, Kansas City game. So I really believe that now I'm starting to think, I thought that the first month would be wiped out. We wouldn't play until October. I'm starting to think September 8th is a real date.
Yeah, without a preseason, you use the entire August. I wonder. I don't think the NFL has pretty much stood firm with what and when they want this season to go and how they wanted it to go. Now they've backed away because, remember, 4 preseason games, we're going to do it. 2, now none. So they have been movable, but I think they're going to do everything possible to make sure they have that Thursday night and they want to start the season on time. And then they have the ability, because if they need to push the Super Bowl back into later in February, fine. But I think the goal is to get everyone on the field starting next week. I know 28th is the date that everyone's going to be on the field, and keep it moving. They've bent to the testing every day for the first couple weeks. So, I mean, why not try to do everything possible to get it started on time? Because if you are of the mode that we're going to play football, I don't know how spikes in certain cities are going to change your mind. Because you know what? We're not going to have this under control by September. We probably won't have a control by August. Certain places will. You think Texas is going to be, all fine and dandy in October to an acceptable level where football can be played?
Yes.
What's an acceptable level?
I think we're at the peak. We've been at the peak.
Yeah.
But it's going down.
It'll go down, but you
an have, acceptable level. Right now is an acceptable level.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
A health official is going to say it's too high. They're going to say, hey, We should be doing this, and this to get this to a certain level. It's not going to get to their required and their level that they feel would be safe by October. So I don't think pushing it back is going to make much of a difference.
What exactly is their acceptable level?
I mean, you'd have to ask. I've seen where they say spikes here, it rises here. I don't know what the number is, but I don't think 12,000 cases per day is what they think is safe, because that's what Texas was yesterday.
Yeah, no, we're at a. But again, we have more testing. Again, that's the thing. The reason it's peaking is because we have more testing, and the death rate continues to drop.
I'm not gonna bleep on health officials for their. I'm not saying you are, but for their overly cautious, because they see the extreme examples. They hear from their doctor friends where a 20-something-year-old came in with COVID and didn't make it out of the hospital alive. They hear all those things. We don't hear them. So I understand why they err on the side of caution. But there is no number that they would deem okay by October that's going to be like, okay, Texas, play football. We're just going to have to do it.
That's all. At high school level, and we're having fans in the stands, and let's go.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, the push-through thing seems a little callous, but I think... I mean, we're going to do it.
We are such a now society.
Yeah. Yeah.
That 3 months of shutting down is like, that's an eternity.
Yeah.
3 months of not doing anything is an eternity. And we ain't doing that no more.
Yeah.
So we're doing something else now.
Now, I mentioned during the break, there's a tweet coming, and apparently there'll be a press conference or at least an announcement from Lena Hidalgo and Mayor Turner about COVID. I don't know what it will be. I don't have sources, but there will be an announcement regarding COVID from those two officials at 11:30.
So that's never a good thing, is it?
Not
going to be good news, is there?
Not for people who think, let's open everything up.
No.
I don't think we're getting that type of news.
Why do they do it on Fridays?
Hey, so they can get to – hey, leave us alone. It's the weekend. Yeah.
They can't get inundated with calls?
Yeah, we're out. We're off for
we're
the
done.
Day.
We're done on the weekends.
Yeah, we made our announcement and we're done.
So where are you on the Texans plus 10?
Win total?
No. Or
Chiefs. I feel like the Chiefs love to put on a show. I feel like I don't like that number for the Texans.
I kind of do. I liked what the way they started last year against New Orleans. They covered easily. I like that. I think that they're going to come out and they're going to play much better. And I think there's going to be a Super Bowl hangover.
There's a new play caller?
Yes.
For the Texans, who's never not done it on this level before?
Right. Yeah, but Andy Reid doesn't know what he's doing, so.
That seems like a stretch. Mm-hmm. You have not a new offense, but you have an offense trying to find their rhythm without actually any games. Who's going to be your number one? How's that all slot in without any actual games being played?
Well, I don't want to. Why are you bringing facts into all
you
this?
You keep asking me when I bring logic, because I get your Kool-Aid drinking for the Texans. You feel good, and then I say, what about
did they send me a pizza or not?
They might have.
They did.
So
I'm still thinking about that.
I would just say there are multiple obstacles in front of the Texans as opposed to the Chiefs, who pretty much everything stays the same, except they added like Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So that makes them more explosive. And then healthy Chris Jones, he'll be fully healthy and happy because he got a new deal.
What about the Dolphins plus 6.5 against the Patriots at New England?
We know Ryan Fitzpatrick ended their dynasty, so that's always going to be – that always warmed my heart. I like Brian Flores. I like that number for the Dolphins. I mean, we don't know what that – speaking of teams who need to break someone in, we don't know what that Patriots offense is going to
look
like.
But that's going to – okay, let's say Stidham starts.
Well, and the Dolphins are much improved defensively as far as talent added. They added Byron Jones, Kyle Van Noy, Shaq Lawson. They have added pieces on defense to not be the scrap heap that they were last year. And a Brian Flores defense, I wouldn't like a first-time starter in that situation. All the things – without any real game experience – without any preseason for this year?
What if it's Cam?
Whatever. Same deal. Cam's going to have to learn an offense, so he'll probably learn that. But he will have no real time to get situated with those guys. We've talked about this before, I think, about what a lack of preseason, with who it helps and who it doesn't help. I don't think it helps a new quarterback in a new system.
No. The Bengals are plus 3 at home to the Chargers.
Well, speaking of a team who needed all the practice goes they can get, that's another one. That I don't feel good for any rookie.
Well, they're out there working now, right?
Yeah, I mean, you practice certainly, but they're not going to be able to practice against any teams. They're not going to have any preseason games. So Joe Burrow's first snap will be a regular season game.
Well, that's how he's always grown up, though. That's how it's always been for him.
Not the NFL.
All right. He's never been in the NFL.
Yeah,
I know,
but he would at least got practice snaps in the preseason against teams. It's going to be full go from the jump for him. I mean, if you're a rookie quarterback, if you're Justin Herbert, I don't know if he's going to win that job. It's not a great way to get broken in.
How about the Saints and the Buccaneers out of the gate?
Tom versus Drew. Is that a home game for the Saints?
Saints are minus 4.
I like that number.
I kind of like them.
Yeah, I do too.
I kind of like the Saints in that one. We'll see. 1042 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776. Oh, news of the weird's coming your way. Forget about it. No more calling. You can't call anyway. You don't call anyway. News of the weird coming next on ESPN 97.5.
You going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back. A new study finds that bisexual men are real, Dell. Are you...
Was that up for debate?
Did you ever think that you weren't real?
What are you saying about me?
No. That they weren't real, I said.
No, that's not what you said. You said, did you ever think you weren't real?
Huh.
You're not going to trick me, John. I heard what you said. I've never thought that bisexual men didn't exist.
Yeah, I know. See, right?
Why is this story a thing?
Well, I mean, I guess what they mean is concluded men who claim to be sexually aroused by both men and women were probably lying.
and they're only sexually aroused by one and then lying about the other? Because I don't know any straight man who lies about being gay because of the connotations.
Well, no. I think that the thought was
gay men are lying about liking women.
Yeah,
I've never sided with that. Why would that be the thing? You couldn't like two genders. Now, speaking for myself, I like one gender that happens to be women. But why would my way of living be the same as someone else's?
I don't know. I guess the thought was you're really gay and
you're just lying
and you want.
I thought that got figured out already. We need a study for that.
Yeah.
Why are we wasting money on even if?
Well, did you? Are you sure?
Even if gay men are lying about it, why do we care?
Well, no, right. But we do studies about everything, though.
Exactly. Why? Uh-huh. Why does that need a study?
We need it. Okay. We need a study. There's a married couple. And they are from, I don't know where they're from. A married couple, they were waiting for children. So why do you think they didn't have children?
Because the husband realized it would ruin his life?
No, that's not it. No realization came.
Oh, well.
No, they didn't know that they had to have sex.
What part of the world are these people from? Like, did they come from a cult and didn't know, or a religion that didn't tell them they had to have sex to have children?
Perhaps.
What did they think was going to happen?
Or they just never asked.
Did they believe that someone was going to drop off a kid for them?
The nurse talks about it. They hadn't been married. They had been married for some years, but children hadn't come along. And she deduced that they didn't know how to make babies. And so she had to explain it to them. They just thought that babies arrived as a result of being married.
So they grew up, pretty much all their sex ed came from watching cartoons?
Stork.
Did they expect a giant bird to drop off a baby?
Yeah, apparently.
And this isn't in America, is it?
I don't know. I don't know if it's in America. It doesn't say where it's from, where they're from. Apparently, there is a Texas hospital that is turning away or sending people home if you're going to die. If you're too sick, go home.
Is it a room thing, or they just don't want to be near deaf people because it's icky?
Well, I think they're just saying, nah,
we can't help you.
I can't wait. You're doing.
Aren't there like convalescent homes for that? Like, look, you're not going to make it, but we want to make you as comfortable as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, just take your ass home.
Just, yeah. We don't want you here no more.
That do no harm thing. Maybe they didn't get the message.
Mm-hmm.
What hospital? At least does it tell you what the hospital is?
It does not. No, it's not going to say. It's not. Oh, yeah. Well, no, I couldn't open it because I have my cookies. I can't open it. It's real. It's happening in Texas.
Whew. That's a harsh reality if you walk into that place thinking, well, maybe I can get some help. Nah, go home. We can't help you.
There is a representative in Congress. Apparently, he has introduced a resolution calling for Congress to ban any political organization or party that has ever held a public position supportive of slavery or the Confederacy, which would be the Democrats.
Yeah, if you don't know this country's history, back when slavery was a thing, it was a Democratic thing because most Southerners are Democrats.
Mm-hmm.
And that has flipped. Not the slavery thing, certainly, but the parties have flipped kind of how they view things. But yeah, I saw Dan Crenshaw. He was he tweeted out something along the lines of, I stand in favor of taking down all these Confederate statues that were Democrats.
The time has come for Democrats to acknowledge their party's loathsome and bigoted past and consider changing their party name to something that isn't so blatantly and offensively tied to slavery, Jim Crow, discrimination, and the KKK. Congratulations, Democrats.
Yeah, that's the new tact. Now that the Democrats seem to be all in favor of taking down the statues, hey, all those guys were your guys.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Republicans are painted as the ones who
are
defending those statues.
So guess what?
Hey, you got to flip the script. Do what you got to do, although it's all performative and it's all political nonsense and just garbage.
Which means that President Trump isn't racist and AOC is. That's all.
Well, President Trump was a Democrat at one point, so it makes sense.
Well, but was he? But that was when, but not anymore because he's Republican now.
Yes, I know. I know he's a Republican now.
Have you heard?
Yes.
Or something like that. Eating chocolate. Here's good news. Eating chocolate weekly cuts risk of heart disease. So, listen. You want to eat? Do you want to just throw chocolate down? You're like, hey, I'm trying to.
But what is
heart
it,
healthy?
But what does it increase as far as your problems? It reduces heart disease, but doesn't chocolate do
overweight and therefore
then hurts your heart because it has to pump harder because you're overweight.
Hmm.
So balance it out. Maybe don't eat so much chocolate.
Yeah. It says moderate amounts of chocolate seem to protect the coronary arteries, but it's likely that large quantities do not.
Amazing. If you overdo something, it'll hurt you.
Yeah. Elon Musk says we will have a chip in our brain to stream music. Do you want a chip in your brain to stream your music?
I feel like I'm forward thinking and I will try things. No, I don't want a chip in my brain.
You don't?
I'm good. The headphones, the earphones, the pods, they're all fine. I don't need a chip in my brain. I don't want brain surgery to listen to music. I mean, the Taylor Swift album's probably going to be pretty awesome. So
don't you want that in your brain?
No, I can just listen to it the way it is, the normal way. I don't need it in my brain. Does he elaborate on how that's going to work? Or is that going to require brain surgery?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to read the whole thing. I really don't want to read it.
When's the last time you've read the whole thing?
I never did.
No.
If you've solved hard problems with phones, wearables, inductive charger, please consider working at engineering@Neuralink.com because they're going to develop a chip.
And you can just think about the music and it'll start to play.
I guess you can tell your brain to play it.
Nah, I don't think I want sticks running in your head every time you want to hear it. I think you're easily distracted anyway. If you could turn on sticks in the middle of the show, I'm going to have some problems.
I don't know if you want to stay at the DoubleTree, Dell.
Apparently, they have great cookies.
A businessman was arrested for filming two naked women in an adjoining Florida hotel room. Told police he frequently engaged in such video voyeurism as he traveled across the country for work. He does this on a regular basis, films you in your room.
No, he films women. He doesn't film me. Why would that keep me from saying it?
Well, I think this might have happened to be two women.
Is he? He's an equal opportunity creep?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, apparently, the woman was standing naked in front of a mirror, and she was planning to send a picture to her boyfriend back home. And dude was filming it.
Wait, is her window? How is he filming? Does he have access to the rooms and he puts a camera in there?
Apparently, yes.
He must work at the DoubleTree. You said he's a businessman, so how does he gain access? See, there's so many questions.
They saw that apparently, I don't know, maybe he threw the, I don't know, through the wall somehow. There was a black cord, notice a long black cord that appeared to have a camera on it. It was from under the conjoined room's door.
Oh.
Oh.
Wow. Man,
and she's like, hey.
Dudes can be so inventive to be creeps.
Well.
Don't you have, use that brain power for something else.
Just go surf porn.
Or that, too. I mean, whatever his kink is, but.
Just go surf porn.
Use your brain power for something else. Something productive that doesn't violate someone's privacy and get you arrested.
So dumb. There's so much porn out there. You don't have to do that, buddy.
Yeah, but it's not the businesswoman who's staying next door, John.
Today's National Tequila Day.
It's not National Wing Day, though.
National Wing Day is Wednesday when we're getting wings from Jack's.
You sure you think Lance is going to come through?
I don't think it's Lance. I think Jack's is a reputable business. No, Lance is not reputable.
I feel like he might ruin it for us, though.
I know he might ruin it. Are you going to have some tequila today in honor of National Tequila Day?
I don't
drink. Then you're not American.
I don't drink ever.
I don't think you're American.
It's National... You sound like that dude who was yelling at AOC. She had like a 9-minute thing about how I'm my father's daughter and you can't use your daughter as a prop just to say you're a good family man.
She lit that's a heel thing.
She lit that. Oh No, that's a NBA player thing. I'm a father of daughters. Everybody says that though. When like didn't Patrick Beverly go, I'm a grown man with children.
Yeah.
When someone was attacking him.
Right.
But that is a Raheel thing.
That's a Raheel thing. Raheel loves that when guys say that. I have a daughter. I can't possibly be against women.
I couldn't have said something negative about a woman.
Because I got a daughter.
And a wife that I love.
Yes. I can't possibly. Nice, AOC. She stole Raheel's routine.
She's unoriginal. We know that.
It's 10:56. We're done for the week. Y'all have a great weekend. We will talk to you again on Monday, everybody.
This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.